At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Happy Monday. Welcome back, everybody, to the series prediction episodes of the Bastards of Boston Baseball. We got a 3-game set against the Blue Jays starting on Monday the 17th, at 7.07 p.m. first pitch. We have Nick Pivetta against UC Kikuchi. Charlie, how do you see this one going?
Well, I'm going to be completely honest. Nick Pivetta has been able to have some quite nice bounce-back performances as of late. The Red Sox haven't done great for some of their starters, but I want to say that based on the fact that Toronto's reeling, the Red Sox are really, really hot. Nick Pivetta's an above-average pitcher. The Red Sox will take game one.
Terry.
You know, I mean, on paper, this is a tough series based on the matchups. I mean, both teams essentially have their best three going in the series. So it's in Toronto. We haven't played Toronto yet. They finally are starting to win some games. They're just one under 500. I think we're two over at this point. But you know, they've definitely underachieved for the better part of the year. I mean, in terms of OPS, pulling it up right now, not great. They're 21st overall in OPS. In terms of batting average, they're basically, let's see, well, I guess they're doing better than I thought. Where are they? They're not in the bottom 10. Oh, I lied. They're 22nd. So they're bottom 10 in just about every category, and they're better than that. And it's hopefully only going to be a matter of time before that starts to show. And they've got a front office that's most likely on the hot seat here in terms of finally, you know, winning and having that deep postseason run with a pretty loaded roster. I mean, that's one of the better pitching staffs in all of Major League Baseball. So Pivetta, you know, he's had a rough go lately. The pitch count seems to be getting up there. I want to say Toronto, without pulling it all up, he's pitched fairly well against them, but last 7 games he does have an ERA just under 5. The Phillies tagged him for 6 hits, 4 earned in his last outing. He did have a pretty good start against Atlanta 2 starts ago, 7 innings, 9 strikeouts. 9 strikeouts before against the Tigers, but that's not a team that's very dynamic offensively. It's tough. This is a hard game to pick, but I'm going to give it to the Red Sox. That offense is just rolling right now.
The positivity is just oozing out of Terry. I, too, am going to go with the Sox. I'm going to do it basically off of vibes at this point. As the guys mentioned, you know, the Sox are up right now. The Blue Jays haven't really strung it together. I think the thing that Toronto really has going for them in this matchup is Kikuchi is a left-handed pitcher, but that has not proven to be a big deal as of late, as we saw with the Rodon start. You know, the Red Sox, I think, are swinging the bats extremely well at this point in time. It is weird that we're getting some of these AL East matchups for the first time in mid to late June. So, you know, good to see the Yankees on the schedule. Good to see the Blue Jays on the schedule, but I like the Red Sox in game one as well. Looking at game two, it's another 7:07 Eastern first pitch. We have Tanner Houck against Chris Bassitt. Charlie, how do you have game two going?
This is not going to come as too much of a surprise, but I'm really liking the way that the Red Sox have been playing as of late, and I'm just not going to pick against Tanner Houck. Tanner Houck has had, even against the Phillies, a quality game, a quality start, six innings there. His last non-quality start, 5 2/3, a third of an inning away from a quality start. And that was on the middle of May. And he's gone 5 2/3 or more in every single game this year. I mean, there's only been two starts with 5 2/3. That's it. I just can't pick against him. I think he could go 6+. He could even go 7. And I don't trust Chris Bassitt right now. Bassitt's been good as of his last start. But before that, there were some subpar performances. And I just don't know what we're going to get. Three of his last five performances have been great. But before that, hot mess. So I'm just going to go with the better pitcher here and the hotter lineup. So Red Sox take game two.
Terry.
I'm also going to take the Red Sox behind Tanner Houck in this game. I wouldn't be shocked if, you know, Bassett's one of those finesse type guys. I don't know. Just got a weird feeling. But I think Tanner Houck's probably going to have his way with this lineup. And it could be a low scoring game, but like Charlie said, I just can't pick against him. Can I just say something about Kikuchi real quick? It's my favorite name. I just love the way it flows. I'm not going to speculate on what his nickname might be with that last name, because we like to keep it clean here on the show. But it's literally my favorite last name in Major League Baseball.
I, too, am going to pick the Red Sox. I'm going to keep it short here. It's hard to pick against Houck at this point in time. I think I'm going to pick him every time unless, you know, we see a bad outing or it's a team that's roughed him up a bit. Bassitt, I don't think has anything that super scares you. The Blue Jays are selling off pieces that are not contributing, so they're kind of in a split area of the season. So, you know, that's not something you like to see. If you're a Blue Jays fan, something you love to see if you're coming to town. Give me the Red Sox in game two. Looking at the last game of the series, also a 7:07 first pitch, we have Brian Bello against Kevin Gausman. Charlie, how do you see the final game of the series going?
This one really hurts, but it shouldn't. Brian Bello has allowed 13 runs in the month of May. Kevin Gausman has allowed 13 runs in his last six starts. Gausman also threw a five-hit shutout against the Oakland A's in his second last start. Struck out 10. It's not his only 10 strikeout performance. He's done 20 in his last four starts. He's given you quality appearances. He's only had a couple blips on the radar on the entire season. And until Brian Bello stops making, and I hate to say this, but like boneheaded, like rookie mistake pitches in situations that could very easily go in our direction, in our way, if we just make the smarter choice, we should be winning those situations and winning those games. We're not. So I'm going to have to go against Bayo, which hurts, but I have Toronto winning the third game.
Terry.
Knee-jerk reaction. I would pick Toronto to just destroy Brian Bayo. And I am going to pick the Blue Jays to win this game, but for some reason, the Red Sox hit Gausman pretty well. We tagged him for 8 runs in his May 4th start last season. 10 hits, 8 runs. He only lasts 3 1/3. He did have a decent outing on July 2nd, only 5 innings, but only 2 earned runs there. I guess those were the only 2 starts he's made. I'm not going to pull up 2022, but we're not his best team. So this could be potentially a higher scoring game, but I expect Gausman to suck a little bit less than Bayo.
It's all about the margins, isn't it? I, too, am going to take the Blue Jays in game three. Looking at Gausman's history against the Red Sox, it's kind of a mixed bag. He either shoves it or he gets shoved. There's no real in-between. So if we get to him early, I think that obviously spells well for the Red Sox. But if we don't, then he's going to put up just a nasty 8-inning kind of outing against us. But for me, it's got to be Gausman and the Blue Jays in game three. Anything else you gentlemen wanted to add in the prediction? Alrighty, we will wrap it there. Thank you all for joining us. Have a great day and take care.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.